This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. Still a little damp out there. We have cloudy skies all day, 70% chance of showers even this morning, and then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s. So it's going to be a fairly decent day, but we'll still have those clouds hanging around, and it's awfully muggy out there this morning. This is your WCHL Monday Morning News. Thanks for waking up with us on WCHL. Well, it was not a good day yesterday for Carolina baseball. We'll mention that right off the top this morning. Jordan Montgomery pitched a four-hit shutout yesterday, leading South Carolina past North Carolina 8-0 in the NCAA Super Regionals for the Tar Heels' most lopsided loss all season long. First time they've been shut out in quite some time. Carolina lost again yesterday, 8-0, and the Tar Heels are now 56-10. Of course, they won the opening game of the series, 6-5, and an RBI single in the ninth inning, putting them within a win of returning to Omaha, Nebraska for the sixth time in 8 seasons. But the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament got a short outing from a starting pitcher and fell behind early for the second straight day. And Carolina lost yesterday by a score of 8-0. It all comes down to tonight. The two teams will play again tonight, 7 o'clock, for the right to go to the College World Series. More on the game coming up a little bit later on in the hour on WCHL. Go Heels. Now, in other news this morning, the state chapter of the NAACP will continue on with its sixth week of Moral Monday protests that have led to the arrest of more than 300 people. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was arrested last Monday inside the General Assembly, along with Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell and Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade. Rally leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber said clergy members from all across the state will lead this Monday's demonstration against policies the Republican-controlled legislature. Again, Moral Monday coming up today, and they're predicting big numbers for the turnout.
Our job through this movement is to expose that extreme immoral policies hurt everyone. They impact all people. And it's beginning to work.
The NAACP and its supporters contest the social, economic, voting, and education policies of the General Assembly. Many also oppose the state's decision to reject the Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, cut unemployment insurance, and end the earned income tax credit, among other issues. Barber announced via teleconference on Friday the NAACP will follow up the protest with Witness Wednesday to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The group will also announce details of a voter registration tour.
We will have pictures of the martyrs and people who died, black and white and Jewish, to protect many of the rights and to win many of the rights we're trying to protect.
The group's rallies have grown in size each week since they began in late April, most recently drawing more than 1,600 by some estimates. The number of arrests has grown each week as well, with last week's topping upwards of 150. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says the North Carolina justice system will suffer now that State General Assembly has officially repealed the controversial Racial Justice Act. Kleinsmith, who's worked as an attorney in death penalty litigation, says he's especially disappointed because after the act first became law, statistical data proved that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
One of the things that I think is most disturbing is that the kind of racial bias that was discovered in the studies that followed the passage of the bill. The bill itself allowed for an investigation into how prosecutors in North Carolina use race to determine and make up their juries.
On Wednesday, the Senate House of Representatives gave final approval to repeal the act by a vote of 77-39. The act had been in place since 2009 to allow North Carolina death row inmates to make appeals based on racial biases. Kleinsmith says the decision doesn't just affect those who are on death row.
That goes right, actually, not to discrimination against people who are charged, but discrimination against people who are being asked to serve their state as jurors. And very disturbing evidence of a pattern of prosecutors dismissing jurors who are otherwise qualified to serve just because of their race. I think every North Carolinian who seeks to serve the state should be distressed by this.
The state has not carried out an execution since 2006 because of various legal appeals. The bill will go to the state Senate for a final vote of agreement before moving to the desk of Republican Governor Pat McCrory, who is expected to sign the repeal bill. The Senate passed an initial version of the bill back in April. WCHO News Time, 611, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pat Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count. And it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. UNC's gender-neutral housing program might be one step closer to ending before it ever gets off the ground, and the university's student body president is speaking out against the possible shutdown. When the final state legislative budget is signed into law, it might include an amendment that effectively prohibits the program. But UNC student body president Christine Lambden says it's not the Senate's place to include the topic of gender-neutral housing in budget discussions. In November, the UNC Board of Trustees unanimously voted to begin the gender-neutral housing program on campus. Effective in the fall. But on May 21st, the state Senate added an amendment to its state budget proposal that would prohibit members of the opposite sex from living in the same dorm suite or apartment, which would make the program illegal by state law. The Senate approved its version of the state budget on May 23rd. More on this story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. The Chapel Hill Town Council will likely sign off on next year's budget when the council meets tonight. The manager's recommended budget calls for a 2-cent property tax rate increase. Half of that will go to support Chapel Hill Transit. The other half will go to the town's general fund to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash over to Durham. The council will also review a plan to streamline the town's advisory boards with special attention to those committees that participate in the development review process. The council will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Julius Nangoro, the former UNC African Studies chairman and central figure of the UNC academic fraud scandal, held a close relationship with a student-athlete tutoring program, according to a report Saturday by the News and Observer. Writer Dan Kane says that members of the academic support staff offered Nangoro football tickets and the chance to watch a game from the sidelines. Kane says this information was obtained through newly released emails as part of a public records request filed a year ago. Kane says that none of the details within the correspondence surfaced in the university's investigations of the African and Afro-American Studies Department or the NCAA investigation that resulted in the firing of UNC's head football coach Butch Davis and multiple athletic department resignations, including for athletic director Dick Badur. You can see Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other university officials have said the academic support program for student-athletes did not collaborate with Nangoro or Department Manager Debbie Crowder to create fraudulent classes to keep maintain or to help maintain student-athlete eligibility. The university stood by its own investigation led by former Governor Jim Martin, which concluded the fraud was not intended to benefit athletes because non-athletes were also enrolled in the classes and received the same high grades. WCHL News Time, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And let me just say that traffic this morning is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning, but the roads are rather wet out there. Visibility not great. It's kind of a cloudy day, and it's going to be cloudy all day today. So just allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going this morning, but no specific problems to report this morning so far. Call the newsroom, 919-967-8363, if you spot anything out of the ordinary. And Rand Northam will report it to everybody else right here on WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented this morning by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, from major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, with four convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carboro, and Durham. ChapelHillTire.com. It's going to be cloudy all day. 70% chance of showers this morning, and then numerous showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, kind of the proverbial rainy day. Tonight cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms in the evening as well, and partly cloudy with scattered showers after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 60s. Chance of rain still 70%. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of rain, mainly in the morning. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 80s. Low to Wednesday night about 70 degrees. So that's kind of weather we're going to have here for the next couple of days. It is 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman at the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
This is a Toys R Us news update.
Toys R Us is the best place to start off your summer fun to-do list. First, splash and save with $100 off the huge Step 2 Grand Rapids Slides and Sport Water Slide. Next, upgrade to a snazzier bike. Get 25% off all Disney Princess, Spider-Man cars, and Hello Kitty bikes with price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for backyard fun? Why?
Exclusions apply. Accessories sold separately. See Toys R Us for details.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, so don't forget to pick up the perfect Hallmark card for your dad. After all, what your dad really wants is to hear he's loved, has been the best dad in the world, and you don't know where you'd be without him. Nothing says that better than a Hallmark card. So pick up the perfect Father's Day card today, wherever Hallmark cards are sold. Hallmark. Life is a special occasion.
There's something going on in China. I can't put my finger on it. Like a billion people in China, and they do unusual things in China. Some are probably good. Some of them we don't know. Some of them are just plain strange. What I have been hoping now for years and years and years is somehow we just get them to play along.
What are the chances of that?
I don't know what the chances are. And I don't even know what that means. But it's listen, I'll tell you, remember when they had the Olympics in Beijing and everybody was excited?
I was.
And suddenly the air was crystal clear. Hadn't been crystal clear since the 50s. They hadn't seen the sun since the 50s.
Hasn't seen the sun.
Because the sky is choked with belching clouds of smoke from coal power refinery stations. Suddenly the Olympics, it's like, hey, look, we're in Palm Beach. Beautiful. So the now here's what I wanted to tell you people.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Yes, what?
Something. Listen. A chicken in China laid an egg. Now, listen to this. Three times the normal size.
Ooh.
You know an egg is about egg size.
Yes.
This egg was three times normal size, and they cracked it open, had two yolks, and another fully formed egg inside. So what this means now is they're experimenting with a one-egg omelet. That's what this means. That's exactly what they're doing.
That's what it shakes down to.
Yes, one egg three eggs to make an omelet.
I told you. Weird things go on.
Things aren't right.
Yeah.
So now the category tonight, top 10 signs you have a special chicken. Somebody in China now is living the high life because the government has realized, oh, you have a special chicken. Ah. And then, you know, so you're picking out property and up in the, wherever you pick out property.
Yeah.
By the Great Wall.
That's right.
That's where you're picking out property.
That's where you want.
Don't kid yourself.
Where you want your
property. Century 21. Now listen, top 10 signs you have a special chicken. All right, here we go. Number 10, lays eggs and bacon. Number 9,
that's special.
Clucks in 5 languages. Number 8, holds a bachelor's degree in hotel management. Number 7, struck down law defining marriage as between a rooster and a hen. Number 6, knew when to invest in Apple and when to get the hell out. Number 5, comes with soup, salad, and choice of potato. No, I'm sorry. That's the sign you're having the chicken special.
See, that's very
special chicken.
Yeah.
You're having the chicken special.
Similar, but it's a reversal.
Number 4, the chicken is on the short list to replace Alex Trebek.
Wow.
Number 3, can scientifically prove the egg came first. Number 2, regularly lays ping pong balls with winning lotto numbers. And the number one sign you have a special chicken is only member of its family, not currently a McNugget.
And number one sign that you have a special chicken is the fact that the David Letterman Top 10 list goes on for 3 hours. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. It was all South Carolina on the mound and at the plate on Sunday afternoon. The Gamecocks leveled UNC 8-0 in Game 2 of the Chapel Hill Super Regional in Bosshammer Stadium. The loss snapped a 96-game streak in which the Heels had not been shut out. At the end of the second inning, UNC trailed by 5. The biggest deficit the Heels had overcome this season was 5 runs against Clemson in the ACC tournament. The Gamecocks forced a decisive game today in the best-of-3 series, with the winner going to the College World Series. UNC won Saturday's opener 6-5 at an RBI single in the ninth from Sky Bolt, putting them one win shy of returning to Omaha for the 6th time in 8 seasons. But South Carolina's left-handed pitcher Jordan Montgomery had something to say about that. He's only a sophomore. He pitched a complete game in his first career shutout. UNC head coach Mike Fox says Montgomery was the key to the game and was sensational from the first pitch to the very last one. UNC starting pitcher Hobbs Johnson struggled mightily on the mound, and the Tar Heels went 5 deep in the bullpen. Chris McHugh and Trent Thornton were not used, likely being rested for Game 3. The Gamecocks struck first in the game on a second-inning bunt from Tanner English, scoring Max Schrock from third with one out.
A glance towards first in the pitch. There is the bunt. Stubbs fields. Zolt covers over at first base, and he's not there in time. The bunt by English scores a run. He'll leg out the single at first, and the Gamecocks have runners at first and second with one out, and now a 1-0 advantage.
Boy, it was all downhill from there. Here's UNC pitching coach Scott Forbes right after the game.
Our guys will be ready. That's the least of my concerns. We'll have plenty of arms ready. Bitten will be good, and we'll have a lot of good guys behind them.
The deciding Game 3, set for 7 o'clock tonight, UNC will beat the home team in this game. Sophomore right-hander Benton Moss will take the mound for the Tar Heels. The Gamecocks will start freshman left-hander Jack Wynkoop. Again, tonight, Carolina baseball, Carolina versus South Carolina. 7 o'clock, you can hear it on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelboro.com.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. Frank Sinatra was, of course, a great singer, but was he also a great futurist?
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars.
Experts are looking at ways to make the moon more useful to us than just having it as a lovely nightlight. The story after this. Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone. In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agent have your back. But when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. Walter Cronkite was a big fan of space in general and the moon in particular. He was thrilled when Neil Armstrong took that first step on it.
Oh, boy.
Roger, we copy. It was beautiful from here. Tranquility, over.
Now researchers would like to see the rest of us as excited about the moon as Walter was. Experts at Bigelow Aerospace are working on a new study commissioned by NASA about future human missions in space, and the moon figures prominently in their plans. They predict corporate researchers could be living on our solar system neighbor within the next few years. Bigelow itself would like to base inflatable habitats that could allow humans to thrive on the moon. Other companies foresee making the moon into a kind of staging area for travelers who might someday be headed to Mars or beyond. The idea here is that private companies, and not the U.S. government, would end up spending most of the money on these projects. Uncle Sam is already having money trouble, and spending big bucks to commercialize the moon would strike many people as, well, a pretty lunatic idea. But there are entrepreneurs here on Earth who have all sorts of hopes when it comes to humans in space. If we do end up colonizing the moon, that could open all sorts of business opportunities. Just think of it. Lunar service stations, lunar day spas. And sure, why not? Even lunar pizza restaurants.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. 97.9 FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruiser's it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee, we guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruiser's.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's 72% off, $140 for a summer air conditioning checkup, available now for $39. What would you do if your conditioning unit crashed during the blistering Carolina summer? With today's deal, the professional contractors from Carolina Air Conditioning will perform a 5-star, 26-point heating and cooling checkup and give you the peace of mind you need. It's 72% off from Carolina Air Conditioning Company. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Cloudy all day, 70% chance of showers this morning, and numerous showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Looks like another rainy day, and it's still kind of wet out there this morning, to tell you the truth.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
At age 29, a high school dropout who worked as a contractor for the National Security Agency, Edward Snowden tells the Guardian newspaper that he revealed the classified surveillance program that affects millions of Americans.
I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
Having individuals like this guy make the decision as opposed to Congress, the courts, or the president, I think is a real problem.
Juan Zarate, the CBS News senior national security analyst. Snowden had talked to Guardian journalist Juan McCaskill.
Very, very impressive, level-headed, stable, very modest, self-effacing, smart.
And in Hong Kong, he's someone Chinese officials might want to speak with. The Justice Department as well, which is in the initial stages of a criminal investigation. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. A little bit on the muggy side this morning, 72 degrees, and we expect a 70% chance of showers even this morning. Big chance of rain in the afternoon as well. So the proverbial rainy and muggy day. It's 73 right now. Our high today only in the low 80s, so the temperature's really not going to go up a whole lot, but it will be warm all day. It's warm this morning, that is for sure. Our top news story today, actually a sports story. Carolina was shut out yesterday in the NCAA Super Regional by South Carolina, 8-0 to score. First time Carolina has been shut out in a very long time. They're still alive. There's still one more game. The decisive game in this series will be held tonight, 7 o'clock, at Boshammer Stadium. It is Carolina versus South Carolina at 7 o'clock, and we will have it for you right here on WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. You can go to chapelboro.com to get all the details in the game. In fact, Carolina being shut out yesterday, only 4 base hits in the game for the Tar Heels. And they will go at it again tonight, 7 o'clock, right here in Chapel Hill. The state chapter of the NAACP will continue on with its sixth week of Moral Monday protests that have led to the arrest of more than 300 people. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was arrested last Monday inside the General Assembly, along with Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Jonna Bell, and Carborough Alderman Damon Stiles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade. Rally leader and NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber said clergy members from all across the state will lead this Monday's demonstration against policies of the Republican-controlled North Carolina legislature.
Our job through this movement is to expose that extreme immoral policies hurt everyone. They impact all people. And it's beginning to work.
The NAACP and its supporters contest the social, economic, voting, and education policies of the General Assembly. Many also oppose the state's decision to reject the Medicaid expansion under federal health care reform, cut unemployment insurance, and end the earned income tax credit, among other issues. Barber announced via teleconference on Friday the NAACP will follow up the protests with Witness Wednesday to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights activist Medgar Evers. The group will also announce details of a voter registration tour.
We will have pictures of the martyrs and people who died, black and white and Jewish, to protect many of the rights and to win many of the rights we're trying to protect.
The group's rallies have grown in size each week since they started in late April, most recently drawing more than 1,600 people by some estimates. The number of arrests has also grown each week, last week's topping upwards of 150. UNC's gender-neutral housing program might be one step closer to ending before it even gets started. The university's student body president is speaking out against a possible shutdown. When the final state legislative budget is signed into law, it might include an amendment that effectively prohibits the program. But UNC student body president Christine Lambden says it's not the Senate's place to include the topic of gender-neutral housing in budget discussions.
In my opinion, it's short-sighted on behalf of the state legislature to be considering gender-non-specific housing as part of the budget, given that it's a program that only goes to protect student safety on this campus.
In November, the UNC Board of Trustees unanimously voted to begin the gender-neutral housing program on campus, effective this fall. But on May 21st, the state Senate added an amendment to its state budget proposal that would prohibit members of the opposite sex from living in the same dorm suite or apartment, which would make the program illegal by state law. The Senate approved its version to the state budget on May 23rd. Several campus administrators have said that gender-neutral housing would help ensure the safety of UNC's transgender students, which Lambden says is critical to the university's success.
It's essential that we do protect student safety on this campus in order to provide the bedrock for academic success for every student here.
And Lambden says he's heard from many other students who are also disappointed by this piece of legislation, which is formally known as Senate Bill 658.
Well, I think the student population is disheartened by this as well. The engaged student population who have really been pushing this movement had great success at the Board of Trustees level, where it received unanimous approval. They are very disheartened by this and know that it will affect the safety of students on this campus.
The bill has even seen significant opposition at the Senate level. It initially didn't make it out of the Senate's Committee on Rules and Operation. Over the past several weeks, the Moral Monday demonstrations at the General Assembly have been designed to protest against several policies sponsored by the Republican-controlled state legislature. Lambden says numerous Carolina students have been in attendance to voice their opinions on the gender-neutral housing issue, among other hot political topics.
They are very much in line with what we're trying to achieve in student government at Chapel Hill. So I support them in what they're doing, and it is really great for the state of North Carolina that we have so many passionate people.
The North Carolina House of Representatives has released its own budget proposal. A final legislative budget is set to be announced around the end of the month. Julius Nangoro, the former UNC African Studies chairman and central figure of the UNC academic fraud scandal, held a close relationship with the student-athlete tutoring program, according to a report on Saturday by the News and Observer. Writer Dan Kane says that members of the academic support staff offered Nangoro football tickets and a chance to watch a game from the sidelines. Kane says this information was obtained through newly released emails as part of a public records request filed a year ago. Kane says that none of the details within the correspondence surfaced in the university's investigations of the African and Afro-American Studies Department or the NCAA investigation that resulted in the firing of UNC head football coach Butch Davis and multiple athletic department resignations. UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other university officials have said the academic support program for student-athletes did not collaborate with Nangoro or department manager Debbie Crowder to create fraudulent classes to keep help maintain student-athlete eligibility. The university has stood by its own investigation, led by former Governor Jim Martin, which concluded the fraud was not intended to benefit athletes because non-athletes were also enrolled in the classes and received the same high grades. Newly released documents show North Carolina's flagship state university spent more than $500,000 in donated funds over the past 2 years to manage public impressions about a long-running academic fraud scandal. The News and Observer reports the money went to three firms working to manage the scandal that helped promote the resignation of UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and the firing of football coach Butch Davis. Investigations found dozens of courses going back to 1997 in UNC Chapel Hill's African and Afro-American Studies Department that had instructors who didn't teach and grade reports that were faked. Reports say the Fleischman Hilliard PR firm received $367,000. Political consultant and National Basketball Association official Doug Sosnick received $144,000, and Sheehan Associates of Washington, D.C., nearly $20,000. Nuclear Regulatory Commission inspectors will publicly share what they discovered when they inspected early signs of corrosion and cracking inside a reactor vessel's covering at a North Carolina nuclear plant. Duke Energy Corporation began powering up the Sharon Harris plant last Friday. The discovery of a quarter-inch trouble spot led the company to shut down the plant for more than 3 weeks. The plant is located just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill, out near Jordan Lake. Duke Energy and the NRC say there was no evidence of radiation leakage. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission inspectors will hold their hearing on Thursday. WCHL News Time, 6:40. 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, Joe Kapowski has today's commentary, and that'll be followed up by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning,
or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock, KWCHL. Good morning. Good morning, he said.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Joe Kapowski. In March last year, I was proud of our town council for passing a cell phone ban that included hands-free devices. The law passed a legal test last week when the Court of Appeals overturned a challenge by a local towing company. Last week on WCHL, Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt stated that some on the council wonder whether banning hands-free is appropriate. Mark, I can understand that you believe in your heart of hearts that you are a safe driver when you use a hands-free device. However, the overwhelming evidence shows that no one is. Accident statistics and neuroscience studies clearly and consistently show that there is no gain in safety from hands-free use. None. Zero. Zip. Nada. Ninch. A hands-free driver is as dangerous as a handheld driver or a drunk driver. Why is that? It is because you lose vision when you talk on a phone. This is called inattention blindness. You don't see everything in front of you when you drive until, tragically, you hit her or him or it. Why do you feel like a safe driver? Because you don't know what you don't see. You don't experience the, oh my God, I almost hit that kid moment. Mayor Kleinschmidt, I ask you and our town council to follow the science and the safety statistics again. If there is one town council in North Carolina that should follow the science, it is you all. Please implement the complete cell phone ban. This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ron Stutz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The North Carolina baseball team dropped an 8-0 decision on Sunday afternoon to South Carolina at Bochimer Stadium. It was the first time in 2013 that the Tar Heels had been shut out, and it drops Carolina's record to 56-10 now on the season. It also evens the best-of-three Super Regional between the Tar Heels and Gamecocks at one game apiece. In the game, pitching coach Scott Forbes had this to say about the performance.
Besides that 5-run inning, and we did walk too many guys after that, I thought our relievers, young guys, you know, they gave us a chance. Only gave up 3 runs. You got to tip your hat to Montgomery through a complete game, and you know we needed to get a little bit more out of our hitters and chip away. It just didn't happen. You know what we'll tell our guys is what they have to remember is it doesn't matter how you lose. It doesn't matter what the score is. And actually, the worst case scenario today would have been to lose a game, a heartbreak game by 1 run, and use Chris McHugh and lose Thornton and those guys. So you know, a loss is a loss. It doesn't matter what the score is, so we'll strap it on again tomorrow.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So Monday's matchup between North Carolina and South Carolina is an elimination game. For the winner, it's Omaha. For the loser, the 2013 season is over, and preparations for 2014 will begin.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And listen, that third and final deciding game will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at Bochimer Stadium. It took them a little while to announce the time because they didn't know, but it's 7 o'clock tonight, Bochimer Stadium. We'll have it for you right here on WCHL and streaming live at our website, chapelboro.com. Get out and support the Tar Heels and support them whatever way you can. It's important to get this win and then on to Omaha, Nebraska. Of course, the opponent, South Carolina, that certainly adds to it. And they're coached by Chad Holbrook, former Tar Heel. And so it's going to, there are lots of reasons for getting into this game. That is no question about it. And one more incentive is that North Carolina State has advanced to the College World Series, and the Wolfpack is lying in wait for whoever wins this game. That's who they'll be matched up with in the first game of the College World Series out in Omaha. So lots of reasons to win this game tonight, folks. 6:48 at WCHL, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
University Physical Therapy, Hillsboro's physical therapy provider for over 27 years, is opening the doors to a new clinic. Please join us on Monday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our new facility at 115 Oakdale Drive in Hillsboro. Facility tours, free health screenings, food, games, and door prizes will be provided. For directions and additional information, visit universitypt.org or call 732-6600. See you on the 10th.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Good morning. It is 6:49, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. And time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Rand Northam.
Why don't we say happy birthday to Ron Stutz this morning?
Oh,
happy birthday, Ron.
Well, thank you.
Now the world knows, and the phone lines are going to be lighting up, and day's going to be full of that.
I'm sure, man, because everybody listens for your traffic report, and everybody
That's
will
true.
Know.
That's true. All the important information, traffic, and birthdays right here.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, man. I don't feel any older than I did yesterday. So
That's
so,
good.
So far, no difference. I guess that's a good thing.
There you go.
Oh, when you've had as many as I have, you know, it's you try to downplay them a little bit, too.
Old enough to know better?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I wish I could go back and live all those years again, knowing what I know now, that's for sure. Well, anyway, what's happening with the traffic?
Well, nothing happening out on the roadways right now, at least nothing bad. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks a bunch, buddy.
Certainly.
Thank you. Talk to you in a little while.
Have a great day.
Well, thanks. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web, in fact, at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. All right. It is cloudy all day, 70% chance for showers this morning, and numerous showers and thunderstorms predicted for the afternoon. High today in the low 80s, 73 degrees right now, kind of muggy. Tonight cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms, and then partly cloudy with the chance of scattered showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s, chance of rain remains at 70% tonight. And then tomorrow a little bit better, 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms, likely to be early in the day. High tomorrow about 85 degrees, so that's what we're faced with, a cloudy day, and it's kind of muggy out there. A lot of moisture in the air. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a lot of famous people celebrating birthdays today. Columnist Nat Hentoff is 88. Attorney F. Lee Bailey, 80 years old today. Actress Alexandra Stewart turned 74. Shirley Austin Reeves, lead singer of the Shirelles, 72 years old today. Football Hall of Famer Dan Fouts, 62. Media commentator Jeff Greenfield is 70 years old today. Former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina is 60. Hate sharing my birthday. Actor Andrew Stevens, 58. Let's see here. Kim Deal, rock musician, 52 years old today. Gina Gershon, all right, 51 years old today. She, of course, actress. Actress Jeannie Triplehorn is 50 years old today. Actress Kate Flannery, 49. Model actress Elizabeth Hurley is 48. Actor Doug McKeon, 47 years old today. I thought he was older than that. Faith Evans, a singer, 40 years old today. Actor Hugh Dancy, 38. Actor DJ Qualls is 35 years old today. Actress Lily Sobieski, 31 years old today. Tara Lipinski, the gold medal winning figure skater, is 31. Model actress Kate Upton, 21. And presidential daughter Sasha Obama is 12 years old today. Got a couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. My friend Joe Townsend has a birthday today. He's our we got two birthday winners today. We have to. Joe Townsend has a big birthday today, and Bill Spiegel also has a birthday today. Ah, boy. They both get $10 gift certificates UPS stores. I'm sorry. UPS stores, Metamod and Fordham Boulevard. And we're going to take care of you. They always take care of their customers at the UPS stores. Joe Townsend and Bill Spiegel, happy birthday from WCHL. Hey, don't say anything. Freddie Kiger's on his way in here. As a matter of fact,
Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz, and he's Freddie Kiger.
Yes, I am.
The man gets down to business.
Yes, we are.
Every day at this time, he does a trivia question and also has the answer, which I find remarkable.
And then go home and go right back to the Blue Magnet.
Exactly. But I appreciate you getting up and coming in here.
You're so kind. Thanks for leaving the doors unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're a little locked, particularly when it's not a good thing when it's January and February and it's raining and sleeting and all that kind of
stuff. I do it on purpose sometimes.
Oh, thanks. Just trying to see. It's like a maze.
It's like a test.
Looking for the cheese. You doing all right?
Yeah.
Everybody doing home good?
Doing great. Yeah, they are.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Today's your birthday.
I wasn't going to say anything. I just remembered that.
Today is your birthday.
I was wondering if you were going to come up with that.
Folks, Mr. Stutz has got a B-Day. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man. I wasn't going to mention it,
happy
but I should have known you'd figure it out.
Happy birthday, dear Ronald.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Hey, that's good. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Which family going to do
best
for you?
Best birthday present I've gotten so far.
Well, it's early. Barry didn't surprise you with something this morning when you got it?
And nobody else is awake. No, she didn't wake up.
Oh, okay.
Heck no.
All right. Well, hey, golly, Pete, that's right. You know, it just hit me, June 10th. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
39 again.
Yes, you are, Jack Benny. All right, we're doing language today. Language. Right. Lingua.
Still trying to get a handle on the language myself.
We all do. We both speak Southern.
Yeah.
You ready? What's the only, this is a hard one, what's the only common English loan word?
The English loan word?
Yeah. From Finnish.
From Finnish?
From Finnish.
From Finnish.
Scandinavian. What's the only common English loan word? In other words, a word in the Finnish language that we use all the time.
Oh, okay.
What's the only common English loan word from Finnish? So there's a Finnish word that is used all the time, of course, in Finland. We use it in our everyday English language.
Yeah.
This is a toughie.
Well, Freddie, I had no idea what you were talking about at first there. The only Finnish word that is a regular part of our English language, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stacy Yusko is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's director of the Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels program. Who does the organization serve?
There's no consistent Meals on Wheels participant. Everybody is different. But what we do basically is provide a meal for anyone in the area who is homebound. So that means they can be elderly or disabled or have a health issue that prevents them from making their own meals. So it's got nothing to do with whether you don't have money or whether you have a lot of money. It has to do with whether you have a need in staying independent in your own home.
The number of deliveries has increased dramatically in the last few years.
I think it's been a lagging effect of the economy. I think people who didn't think they were going to have to rely on social services actually do because their retirement savings have shrunk. But most of it is just the aging population and more people moving into the area that need services.
Getting meals to those people is important, but it's not just the food. The social interaction is important as well, and sometimes it's downright critical.
We have a lot of people that are isolated. Their families live far away. Their spouse has died. They're on their own. We got a call the other day. One of our volunteers had stopped to deliver a meal, and the gentleman we deliver to is Spanish speaking, and our volunteer unfortunately doesn't speak very much Spanish, neither do I. And he said, he's not getting out of bed, he's obviously in pain, what do I do? So we called 911. We were not able to get him to answer the phone. I met them at the apartment. None of the EMTs spoke Spanish either. But the upshot is, he had stopped taking his medication, and because of that was having a recurrence of gout. We were able to get him to the hospital. There he was recognized by somebody in the medical field. They figured out what was going on, you know, got him fixed up, brought him back, and now we're delivering to him again. But he does not have family, does not know anyone. We don't know when someone would have found him.
If you can speak Spanish, they could really use you. And even if you don't, Stacy Yesko says there are ways you can help.
Wherever we go, we always say we're looking for three things. First of all, we're looking for referrals. Call us if you've got a neighbor that needs help. The second thing is we're always looking for money. Go to our website, www.chcmow.org. There's a donate now button, and we're always looking for volunteers. And again, at the website, you can find information about that. Those are the best ways. Just go take a look at our website and it kind of leads you to us. We do a great job of collaborating with other area agencies. What we're trying to do is knit together kind of a community care for a lot of different people.
She and other hardworking folks, many of whom are volunteers, help so many people right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community through Meals on Wheels. That's why Stacy Yusko is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, Freddie had to run out this morning, but we did not get a winner on the trivia quiz today. What is the only word out of the Finnish language that we have adopted as a regular part of the English language? And that word is sauna. S-A-U-N-A. And it's going to feel like a sauna out there today. It's going to be really muggy. 70% chance for showers even this morning. Got a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today in the low 80s. A lot of moisture in the air this morning already. Really warm.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business.